The Wildcats baseball team defeated White House 8-2 Friday night to win their bi-district series 2-0. The victory was achieved after a three-hour rain delay. Wildcats baseball coach Jared Hammock on the KSST and Channel 18 TV Saturday Morning Coaches Show noted that once the game started at around 10 p.m., his team came out with a lot of purpose.
Your team very focused when they get out on the field and at the bat, and I thought they just jumped all over White House with a lot of purpose. You score 6 runs in the first 2 innings and got 6 hits. Had a lot of runners on the bases, so did a lot of really, really good things when the game started counting.
Well, you know, you go on the road, sometimes I feel like you got to kind of consider yourself maybe down 2 anyway, particularly at a place like that. And so you need to go out and score early and often, and you're right. We just seemed to get that done right away. And you know, the night before, we hit a lot of lazy fly outs, and just – it's hard to, I don't like seeing that. You know, we try to work on line drives and ground balls, and we came out and did that very thing. So we made the adjustments from the night before, and we were hitting line drives all over the place. We were hitting hard ground balls through the infield, and it makes it tougher on the defense than just a lazy fly ball. And so, you know, I thought we ran the bases fairly well. We used our speed to our advantage. I don't know how many stolen bases we had, but it was several, and I don't think we were thrown out stealing a normal base. Now, I know maybe a kind of a pass ball, we got somebody thrown out, far straight steals, I'm not sure we had anybody thrown out in 2 games. And so we were using that to our advantage. We finally got some big hits with men in scoring position. I know we still left some on, but I definitely thought we did a much better job of driving in runs when we had the opportunity.
Yeah, I would imagine you had 8 or 10 stolen bases. It seemed like the first night there maybe were 5 or something like that, or maybe 6. I remember mentioning them last night, but you're right. Obviously, part of the scouting report was to run on them, and we ran very, very effectively. And everybody, every time you look up, the umpire was signaling safe at second.
And it puts a lot of pressure when they know you are have that threat. Pitchers maybe rushes to the plate more than they would normally do so the quality of their pitch isn't as good as it should be, which obviously helps your hitter. So they're just a lot of ways that speed can hurt. You know, I think it was Waddy Herzog said speed never slumps, and so we're fortunate to have quite a few fast guys that can wreak havoc on the bases.
Coach Hammock also commented on his team's round 2 playoff foe, Mansfield Legacy.
They were the regional finalist team last year. That's who Hallsville beat to go to the Final Four. And I don't know how many just right now. We'll do some study over the weekend, how many they've got back from that regional finalist team. But obviously they're going to be a quality opponent. But we feel like we've played one of the better teams in the region in Hallsville and split with them. So we feel like when we're playing well, we can match up with anybody. But certainly they deserve and have our respect.
KSST Sports.